Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Mountains are important places in sacred scriptures. In fact, it has been suggested that a retreat could be designed around the mountains of scripture. There is Mount Sinai, the mountain of morality, where God revealed his Ten Commandments to Moses and the people of Israel. Mount Carmel, the Mount of Decision. In the New Testament, we have the Mount of Beatitudes, the Mountain of Discipleship, the Mount of Olives, the Mountain of Suffering, Calvary, the Mountain of our Redemption. And after Jesus' resurrection, when he ascended into heaven, we have the unnamed mountain of the Great Commission, where Jesus said to his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Today's gospel reading is about Mount Tabor, the mountain of the Transfiguration, which we can call the mountain of worship. It is about the three apostles who were there at this sacred moment, and it is also about all of us. Peter, James, and John, the three apostles privileged to be there, had a startling experience of Jesus' face and clothes changed, and Moses and Elijah flanked him. Then came the voice of the Father, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Those words of the Father are the heart of this moment. This experience will enter the deep memory of the apostles and will sustain them in the difficult times ahead, because, as you know, these same apostles will be with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, where a second transfiguration took place, not in glory and power, but in pain and blood. For all of us, Mount Tabor represents the mountain of worship. Here at Mass, we rise into the very presence of God. In our life, we all need the mountain of worship to help us in the valley of work, where we have to strive to be good apostles of Christ. All of us need to move back and forth between the mountain and the valley. It's like breathing. On the mountain of worship, we inhale the power, grace, and truth of Christ. Here, we are reminded that we are creatures and instruments of God, and that our life comes from and will someday return to God. In the valley, we exhale the life and spirit of Christ to those with whom we live and work. On the mountain, we draw in spiritual life and vitality. In the valley, we breathe out that life to others. There is always a tendency to emphasize one over the other. There is the desire of St. Peter to stay on top of the mountain. Jesus was there in radiant power with Moses and Elijah from the past. The problems of the world were left behind. St. Peter wanted to freeze that moment and hold it like a snapshot. We all have had such moments. And for some people, their Christian faith is exclusively that. They always want to be in consolation. But then there is the valley. The valley is where people live, work, struggle, and navigate. Many of these people take no time for the mountain, but they desperately need its grace, its moral clarity, and its spiritual power. Without the mountain of worship, we lack spiritual resources and become spiritually impotent, easily burned out, and depleted without a moral compass. Without the valley, we can end up with a religion of escape, where we don't seek God anymore, but ourselves. We can end up with a private religious experience that transforms nothing, redeems no one, and is isolated from the world. We all need the mountain, and we all need the valley. I want to ask you to look at the picture we have here, because Jesus knew both. He went to the mountain and brought its peace and grace to the valley. This is Raphael's famous painting of the Transfiguration. And we have both levels. We have Jesus floating in midair, glorious and splendid. But we also have the valley, where a father is pleading to the other apostles to cure his possessed son. Now there is a second teaching in today's gospel, the words of the Father on the mountain. He says, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." Those words are directed to us. Today we should ask ourselves, do we really listen to Jesus? The Lord speaks to us in many ways, at Mass, but also through events in our life. The Lord can speak to us through the failures of our life. The Lord always speaks to us through the teachings of the Church. The Lord can speak to us through illness. Tragedy can carry the word of the Lord to us. The question is, are we willing to listen to the Lord when He's calling us through our life experience to go another way, or to endure suffering and pain as a path to deeper life and a glory like His? For all of us, the mountain of worship, especially the holy sacrifice of the Mass, is the place of power and vision. For each of us, it is our very personal place where we listen to the Lord. Lent is a time to bring balance back into our life. It is a season to journey to the mountain of worship at Mass and to recommit ourselves to the work of the valley. Our spiritual life is shaped by both. Let's not, therefore, conduct ourselves as enemies of the cross of Christ, as St. Paul told us today. let's understand that as we will say at today's preface, the passion leads to the glory of the resurrection. Let's stand firm in the Lord. In that way, we will at last attain that glory whose beauty Jesus shows us today in his own body. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.